An increasing number of cities and states are adopting regulations for the sale and planting of bamboo. Certain types are actually considered invasive, and it can quickly spread to multiple properties. But as WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, there's nothing to stop Hoosiers from planting bamboo.
Brandy Host lives in the middle of Bloomington.
That's Laverne. She's the last of the living chickens.
But you'd never know once you step into her backyard. It's lined with a dense patch of green bamboo. Many of the stalks are at least twice her height and provide a natural fence around the property.
I think it's a really good sound insulator, too. I don't hear anybody back here. It's mostly residential.
Host loves the privacy the bamboo provides, but she wasn't prepared for the maintenance it would require when she bought the house a few years ago.
The previous homeowner's wife said to me at the closing, asked me if I owned a truck, and I said I didn't, and she giggled. She was like, well, good luck, you know, and because she knew.
Host has to clear a large portion of the bamboo once a year, and it takes two truckloads to haul away.
Stopping it is next to impossible without major excavation work, and so what I'm trying to do is just maintain and control it more than anything.
And that's not easy. Just ask Dave Seastrom.
As soon as I got it in the ground, I started realizing what a tremendously invasive plant this is.
He planted a patch of bamboo on his secluded Unionville property about 20 years ago. Seastrom likes that the shoots provide shelter for wildlife and also dries them out to use for various projects. But keeping the plant from overtaking his yard is a lot of work. Seastrom dug a trench around his bamboo and installed a plastic barrier to keep it from spreading.
As long as I'm here, I think this is contained, but I'm very concerned about the reality that one day I won't be here. And it would be tremendously irresponsible if this bamboo got loose in the forest.
Yellow groove bamboo is the type you'll see most often planted in yards across Indiana. And what's so tricky is that it's a type of running bamboo. That means its underground rhizomes travel horizontally and then send up new shoots. Ellen Jacquart is chair of Monroe County Identify and Reduce Invasive Species. She says traditional barriers like fences won't stop this bamboo.
So when you're planting something like yellow groove bamboo, that's one of the running bamboos, you're not planting it in your yard. You're planting it in the county because it will not stop at your boundary. It will head on to your neighbors and on to their neighbors.
That can lead to disputes between neighbors and even cause property damage. So some other states and cities have adopted regulations for bamboo planting. There aren't any in Indiana, but Jacquart says the state's Natural Resources Commission did preliminarily adopt a measure earlier this year that would make it illegal to sell, transport, or distribute more than 40 invasive plants in the state.
While bamboo isn't on it, I think that in the future, we're going to be looking at evaluating it and seeing if we can add that to the highly invasive list for Indiana.
Until that happens, the only option for Hoosiers is to battle unwanted bamboo themselves. Seastrom says while he enjoys the bamboo in his yard, he now realizes it was probably irresponsible to plant.
And my wife has been bugging me to take the leap and eradicate this patch. So that's probably next on the agenda.
Just how much work that will take is something he tries not to think about. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.